familiar with a team here, Redskins, that we don't know very well, but we have some background with some of their coaches, and of course, Chris Shanahan does an excellent job. Offensively, he creates a lot of problems for the defense in terms of formation and utilization of personnel and forcing the defense to make a lot of adjustments that Joel makes. So, changes a lot from week to week, and they're our coach there for. And Jim Neville defensively, same thing. They have a lot of different schemes that are a problem, and they give you a bunch of different looks. And it starts with them, and then, of course, there's a lot of good players there in all three phases of the game. They're secondary, some guys can really rush the passer, any returner, banks, coverage player like Paul. And, offensively, solid offensive line, and a good group of skilled players. Blues really doing a good job running the ball. But their running game, it's a great team running game with their play actions and running game boots that all tie in with it. They average in almost 5 yards a carry. So they're really solid across the board, and lost a couple of tough games like last week against the Jets, where they're ahead at the end of the fourth. Dallas in overtime twice. Last minute field goal and overtime loss to them. So, it's a good football team that a couple tough breaks, but overall they're impressive.
Bill, they're able to run the ball pretty effectively against the Jets early. What are you seeing from their running back and from that scheme in general?
Well, it's like a usual running game. They love the stretch play, and they run some other plays to complement that, and they run all the play actions that go with it. The regular conventional play action passes with overrides and crossing routes and some outside routes and the bootlegs. And so it all ties in together. You're worried about one thing and they do something else, and you're worried about that and they come back. But Lou's a good downhill runner. He runs with, he's strong. He's got good quickness. He gets into the routes quickly. The runs, quickly. Makes his cut. He's decisive and he hits it. Torin and Royster, same thing. They're all kind of, cut from the same cloth. Tough, hard-nosed runners that, see a crease, hit it, and can get through it. So they're tough guys to tackle, and they have a nice complement of plays in their running game. So you're not just worried about one thing. They hitch on a lot of different fronts, and then all the play actions that go with it. And they can definitely, like they did against the Jets, get the ball and just drive it right down the field with, the complementary plays, and really, we're not used to playing a team like this. It's hard to prepare and simulate their quickness and their decisiveness in their plays. It definitely has a West Coast element to it in terms of the speed of the, not only the game, but the speed of the actual play itself when the ball snapped.
Where does your friendship with Mike Shanahan extend back to?
I think Mike liked me because he used to beat up on us all the time. And now he was, Denver, they got us a few times. Mike was out of San Francisco and I was with the Giants. So, we've always competed against each other.
Bill, how much do they move Kerrigan and Arakpo around, and what kind of challenge does that present when it comes to trying to protect the quarterback?
They don't move them around a whole lot. They got a couple looks, but for the most part, it's not hard to find them. It's problems blocking them. It's kind of like Mathis and Freeney. They move those two guys around, a little bit, a couple snaps here and there. But the problem's not finding them. The problem's blocking them. And they, they're very good. They complement each other well. They're both strong guys, really powerful. And collapse the pocket, and also, fast enough to, run around, work the edges. They both do a pretty good job in coverage. Better than you know, a lot of linebackers that I've seen that are outstanding pass rushers. So they use them in some coverage responsibilities, and they're pretty competitive there. So do a good job in the running game. They're both strong tacklers. You know, they wrap up well, they finish well. But they're a big challenge for us, and these guys are they're two good bookends.